I plan to center my thoughts today on that Sirach reading, but first and quickly, I just want to note items from the other two. In 2 Timothy, where Paul is talking in prison, and referring to his life in prison, as well as life generally, he asserts that strength and deliverance come from God. You know, that's not a terribly revealing statement, but we do need to be reminded. Luke, although the Pharisee and the tax collector are really, I'm assured, mere caricatures of what the real people were like, however, we can learn from that story as well. Our starting place in whatever it is we do is at God's mercy, as it was for the tax collector. These two messages, it's really the same message, are important as a context for all the rest I'm going to say today too. So now to Sirach. At one level, it's kind of easy. The message is clear for sure. I was just so happy when I came to the reading, and the first thing I heard on it after having been asked to preach on the stewardship Sunday is give. So, and I suppose we could stop there, but Gary at least would be disappointed at the length of the sermon if I did that. So we'll go on for a little more. He said, give to the Most High as he has given to you. That's the second block of things I want you to remember when I come back. And last week, Gary underlined in his sermon last Sunday, in reflecting on the gospel that day, of the importance of persistence. It was referred to the life of prayer. It applies in all of life. That persistence is what gets things done, usually, if it faithfully comes. He also reminded us at that time that the point at our renewal in which we find ourselves is building the base community. We're not there yet, but this is pretty important work to get to where we believe God is calling us, even if we don't know where that is yet. Particularly for that reason. He also urged us to keep on being St. John's. I could resonate with that for sure, and I think all of you can as well. And to keep on praying. So, thanks, Canon Vandermeer. Very much. When the writer of Sirach orders give because you know what has been given, and he says get on with it, he knows it isn't that simple. He knows that there are risks and there are tricks in that whole business of inviting people to give. He knows it isn't straightforward. And in his day and time, and his experience, I didn't review for myself what that was exactly, but clearly because it's there in the writing, one of the problems was bribes. So he says, don't offer a bribe. That's not gonna work. That's not gonna get you any special favor at all. And he says, don't rely on dishonest sacrifice. I'm sure those were powerful words in those days. They are even today when we don't know exactly what they mean. But he warned about what was possible and what could happen. Now, the next bit all reflects things that have happened in my experience. Enjoy the enjoyable parts. Accept, if you see any, the challenging parts. And whatever, try to listen and to pray as we consider our ongoing work in the parish. I think, I don't know if anybody else does, but I think if Sirach were writing today, he might add a little. I think he would say to the leaders, do you really have a plan? Do you really have a vision? Is there really something worth supporting around here? And he might ask, does it reflect prayer and consultation over the weeks and the months? And he might say to the leadership, has it been made clear to the membership? To we members, I would say, does what you have seen or heard make sense for a budget to plan the coming year? Not only for that year, but in preparation for continuing the greater plan for our new future. We have certainly received lots of information, paper, verbal, video, charts, lots. So information is there. The little, some of you received the little folder last week if you got your mail, and if you weren't here to get it, you'll, I assume, get it this year, this week in your mail. So that's all for consideration. And those of you who are involved in each level, know your answers to that. Now I want to get a little more personal. Have you ever sat on a phone, I mean the phone on your ear, forever to have a saccharine voice, computer generated, repeated at regular intervals, thank you for your patience? I guess some of you have. Well, that's the point at which I want to scream, how do you know I'm patient? In fact, patience would be the word furthest removed from the state of my condition at that moment. Maybe that was the kind of thing Sirach was alluding to. I don't know. But out of that, I want to say to our leadership, I guess that includes me at some levels anyway, Gary, but to our leadership, do you really want to indulge in similar speculation, not nearly as hard to take, but similar speculation about the bank books and the investment portfolios of parish members? Because I can think of no other way you would know and be able to say with any confidence, I know you have done all you can possibly do. I don't know. Maybe it is. I'm guessing there are at least some who haven't. Or I could say, you have given until it hurts. I don't know. You may have. Or even, you have given generously. I don't know. But I think of the widow's mite when we want to consider that. What we should be saying, not protecting other people's pocketbooks, but what we should be saying, allowing them to look after them themselves, is thank you. Thank you for your gift. With all that we have received from you, we are able to do and fill in the list. And then we know what we have said we are prepared to do, and what we have empowered each other to do, whatever that is. to our members. Of course, we're all included in that. I say, you are the ones who know the truth of any of these declarations. You know. And you and God will answer that together. And no one else needs to know. That may... Okay. Well, yes, can you be quick? Because I have... they tell me I'm on a time limit. I beg your pardon? Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't quite hear you, but I'll speak to you after about that, okay? Yeah, sorry. Thanks. Thanks for the question. I want to say, this may sound a little negative, so I want to assure you I am capable of something positive. And here we go. Listen. I have a great deal that I could say in the same subject, which is quite affirming of us and of our work. I would like to add to the word persistence, which Gary identified last week out of our gospel reading, one that I think goes with it and is good to have with it, and that is expectation. I've got two stories of many experiences that I've had that would fit into one or other of these stories. From my time here with you as incumbent priest of St. John's in the 1980s, a long time ago, but from that time, I remember I've been here about 3 or 4 months, I'm not quite sure. And the National Church was having a very large campaign in which we had agreed, of course, to participate. And there were a number of steps that took place, but I arrived, as I say, probably about, having been here about 3 or 4 months, two of them which were summer, to be coming to the parish council meeting when, I don't know who, but those who were managing this campaign made to St. John's, like to every other parish in the diocese, a suggestion of a goal that might be appropriate for our community. The suggestion we received was $150,000. Well, $150,000 1982 dollars. That was big then. Anyway, it just went up. People were astonished, they were angry, they were enraged, in fact, in some cases. And we went on and on with, can't be done. Can't be done, not for us. Our parish couldn't do that. And we went on and on until finally somebody had the wisdom to say, let's take a coffee break and see where we'll get after that. And so we did. And after that, somebody, I don't remember who, maybe some of those, I'm sure there must be someone who was at that meeting and maybe remember who that person was. I don't. But I do know it was a man. And he said, look, we all know this stuff is crazy. We've got ourselves all in a tizzy about it. We know it can't be done, but what's it matter? It's only a suggestion some bureaucrat somewhere dreamed up for us. So take it. And when we can't do it, we can say, I told you so. And so That seemed to be enough, and we passed the motion accepting it and went home, some of you, them, to sleep. What happened was, having made the decision, the council and others said, we will do our very best, and then we'll know exactly what it is. We worked very hard and did a number of things that were, in some cases, quite difficult. So we carried it out, and on that goal of $150,000, we received $300,000. Yeah. That's what we all said. Oh, didn't know that. But the expectation had been set. It was courageous, it was difficult, it was, let's get out of a difficult situation. It was many of those things. But somehow, being challenged, seeing the good work, we said yes. St. John's, in doubling the goal, I think was unique, but almost every parish who did it exceeded the goal. Expectation can take us a long way. The second example I want to use is that of an individual. I'm thinking of an individual so I can tell the story, but I can assure you that I've had this story in more than one and from more than one parish. But this man said to me, much later I should add, years after we had had our campaign in the parish, he said to me, you know, and I wondered what was coming, but he said, remember that campaign we did? And you know, he said, I had planned my usual gift. I thought it was generous, thought it was good, and it's what I did every year for the, you know, anything special, and more than my share, but I did it. Yeah, it's what I did every year. Did it with a number of people or groups to whom he made contributions. But he said, when I listened to what that gift could actually do, when I listened to what I might be able to do, when I prayed, when I chatted with my colleagues, I did something I had never done before, he said. But a certain amount of pride, I must add. Something I have never done before, I changed my usual gift, and instead of my usual $200, I gave $750. And he said, because this was many years after the experience, I didn't miss it a bit. I found that personally, you know, I have never, that I can recall, suffered from being generous for whatever that's worth. Well, I could go on, but some have suggested I do go on. So I'm quitting soon. In each of these experiences, you can see we expected much of God, as we should. And as we have suggested in what we've been hearing in our services and elsewhere, so much, more than enough, much we have expected of God. We have expected, in this one, we've expected much of ourselves. And we expected too, although I haven't addressed it here, we expected too much from those who provided outside funding for some of the projects of which they wished to be a part but weren't members of the church. We expected something worthy of the vision we knew. And it was those expectations that carried us, and I think great expectations can carry us now, too. I can promise you, if we expect to fail, we will. I can't promise you if we expect to succeed, we will, but I've never seen it fail yet. I'm all for expectation. It's the God we follow, the God we know, and the God who loves us so generously. So, from Sirach, Timothy, and Luke, from Gary's reflections of last week, in today's thoughts, I trust, we have been offered wisdom somewhere. You may not all find it at the same spot. Find it at one, that's enough for me. We have been all been offered that. I give it for your consideration. And for the final word, I am once again going to go back to what Gary had to say to us last week. Know that God is faithful.